Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Puzzle Minds Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. His name is Jay, and he has his own podcast called Hard Parking Pod. Or no, I'm sorry, No Hard Parking Pod. Parking Podcast. I don't know why it's so hard to say. So please give him a warm welcome. Oh, okay.
I didn't know if you were queuing applause or what.
Okay, well, here, I'll cue the applause right here.
Thank you.
Just get a sound bite of that, like, four-person applause, and it's applied to, like, every guest we have.
Nice.
So today we'll be talking about adulting, kind of throughout the history in terms of, you know, how adulting is maybe defined now versus maybe 20, 30 years ago. And, you know, maybe if the millennials are going through, like, a delayed development, per se. So, Tadi, you kind of want to start this off?
Yeah, so I guess what John was saying, the biggest thing I'm interested in talking about today is what are the checklist things that are considered an adult today versus back then? So today, for whatever reason, I feel like in this day and age, we get more slack, for example. Like, if you have a career, you can afford to live by yourself, and you're in some sort of stable relationship, it seems like people consider you somewhat of an adult. So Jay, like, what are the biggest differences that you've seen, like, you know, from back then versus now? Where, what are the biggest differences and similarities?
Well, adulting to me is kind of a relatively new term, although it actually isn't a new term. I remember thinking as a little kid, like, when it's time to be an adult, that means that you get to go to work, you know, an eight to five, you know, your spouse, if you're married, packs you your lunch. You come home, you're just tired, you undo your tie and you grab a beer or Seagram 7 and water, and you sit back on dad's sofa, the rocking chair, and you kick it back and you fall asleep and wake up and have dinner. Adulting is being able to come home and tell people, hey, you need to mow the yard this weekend, or why don't you go dump the trash with me over at the landfill, you know, or you want to ride around with me and run some errands this Saturday, are you busy? But I guess as you get older and you become that adult, you find out that, number one, it's not cool. Not that it was cool, you know, when you were a kid, but it doesn't feel as like I'm an adult now. I'm powerful. I'm in charge. I control my own destiny. And instead, it's just like, shit.
It almost feels like back then, like, being an adult was considered a series of tasks. Like you just said, like, go to the landfill, mow the lawn. There was almost like no time for fun. It almost felt like you had your fun before you, quote unquote, became an adult.
It's like, yeah, it's someone who's so much smarter than you are and has things figured out, and you can't wait to be that person. And then as you get older, you realize that some of the things that were kind of special to you as a kid were super special to an adult. You know, for an example, my father used to, we'd go to some, I don't even know what you call them. You pull up and the chicks come out with the roller skates and they plop the tray on your car and you take their order. And like, that must have been like a real
diner, like the diner is back Sonic.
You get a Sonic, but, you know, not Sonic, but yeah, just kind of like a Sonic. And you realize once you're an adult, it's like, wow, like, you're really looking forward to that day because you can just like do whatever the hell you want, or that lunch. And when you're a kid, it's just not a big deal.
So I guess in contrast to what you just said, like, nowadays it seems like even, like, you know, quote unquote, let's say, like, you know, people in, like, their, like, mid to late 20s, you know, that are quote unquote supposed to be considered adults, it's more like they're still focused on enjoying their lives. Like, those times you said that back then were reserved for while you were a kid, and then they go away as you get older. It seems like millennials nowadays are more like, no, I still want those good times to be going.
100%.
You say that kind of develop, like, is like, is that delaying, you know, like, you know, development, or would you say it's just a different style nowadays?
I think it delays.
Okay.
I think it delays in a sense, because the career that I'm in is, we have a lot of young business professionals, and I think that's kind of a relatively new term as well, where you have people, you know, they get right out of college, and instead of getting your 9 to 5, you're getting a lot of contract jobs or some high paying jobs right out of college. And then, you know, people aren't getting married as early, and they're dating and they're traveling the world. Whereas before, it seemed like traveling the world was for people that are getting ready to retire, or had just retired, or that one special family trip. So I think a lot of younger people are being able to do that now, and they're not forced to do some of those adulting, air quotes, type of things. So when they get their house, or they, I don't think they really, yeah, I think they struggle. It's almost like people my age, because I'm old, you know, when you first move out, you're forced to do those air quote adulting things, and you don't have the money to travel and or do any of the fun stuff. But yeah, the millennials, is they, you know, they're making more money, I think, than traditional, and they're doing all the stuff that adults would typically do back in the 80s and 90s, but they're doing them as people that are in their early to mid 20s and early 30s. So they're putting all those mundane things aside until later on. We're not dealing with them at all.
Yeah. So that's actually a really good point, because I think that the delayed development is kind of like a thing that's being carried out. You know, so people starting a family, I don't know, like, what was the average age, you know, that people started a family when you were growing up?
I think it depends heavily on where you live.
Yeah.
And I realized that as I got older. So when I moved to Michigan, it was a smaller area, and I had met so many people. So I was 23 when I moved there. Mm. I had met so many people that had already been married, some already divorced by the time they were 23.
Wow.
Or they already had kids. And in Dallas, where I grew up, it seems like people are getting married around the age of 27 or 28. Mm.
I wonder if that has something to do with being in the city also as well, too. When you're in a right. place that has a lot of other things to do other than just sit there and, I guess, you know, hang out. Like they always say, like, for example, like colleges that tend to have nothing to do, people are, like, you know, tend to get into more trouble, right? Because partying, drinking is like, well, we have to entertain ourselves. So is that the same kind of thing, like play environments where there's nothing to do? It's like, well, might as well get married, might as well have kids. Versus mm-hmm. if you live in New York City, you're probably distracted, you know, and you probably stay – I guess retain more of your, you know, childish behavior, because you don't have to worry about like job, 401k. You're like, as long as I stay afloat, just staying in this environment, I'm okay. And it seems like that's more accepted today versus, you know, like 20 years ago. 20 years ago, people would have called you a bum if you're trying to say you're trying to go viral on the internet, right? I don't think that's 100%. Even a thing. People like running down the street is trying to go viral on what? Like the internet? Like he's crazy. He's probably smoking the pot. That stuff that the government says makes you crazy.
So I think, yeah, so that actually, you know, are we kind of redefining what it means to be an adult, you know, kind of like going to the point where you were mentioning that nowadays people are just trying to be famous off of streaming, off of video games, off of TikTok and stuff like that. And so, you know, is the definition of being an adult a product of our time? And, you know, does the internet help with that definition? Because all those things that I mentioned are due to the internet, and because you know, you didn't have the internet back then, those type of ideas and those type of jobs weren't even like fathomable.
Well, is it the internet or is it social media's significant influence now? It doesn't have to be like a particular app, but it seems like that's how information is dispersed nowadays. Like even like, I guess, you know, like moving on to dating, it seems like dating has done the biggest, you know, biggest change from now versus then. So Jay, what would you say is like the biggest difference you've noticed dating, you know, in 2020 versus dating, you know, let's say 20 years ago in like 2000 or even earlier?
Well, I don't date. But in my observation, it's really the slow life versus the go life. And I think you've both kind of touched on that, whether it's the big city, the small city. Mm-hmm. The go life is online dating, is apps, is social media. Look at me, I'm here. Look at me, I'm there. Look at me, I'm here. Look at me, I'm there. So going back to, you know, my childhood, again, you know, looking at adulting is coming home with all these responsibilities. And maybe now looking at adulting is, wow, once I get out of college, I'm an adult. I can afford to go travel the world and look my best everywhere I go. I can afford to swipe left and right as many times as I want. And I don't really need to settle down. I can just, you know, live my life up to the fullest. And then maybe when I'm in my 30s, maybe I'll try to find somebody and settle down and start taking more responsibility, even though that doesn't make you not responsible. Because I know a lot of, you know, millennials and people in their even, you know, early 20s that, like, for example, my son is 24 and he's really good at finance and he loves to travel and do all the stuff that I wasn't even thinking about when I was his age. I couldn't even afford to do it when I was his age. You know, and he saves up and he invests. So you can still do that whole 401k thing. And maybe that's what adulting is now. Adulting is saving for your future and spending your money and having fun and not necessarily looking for somebody to settle down with.
So it's almost become a little bit more cynical, where we're more focused on our quality of life and us enjoying it personally than sharing it with somebody else. Because it seems like there was more of a timeline in terms of when you had to do things, you know, years ago, where, you know, but they always say, you know, before, for whatever reason, I've always had this number stuck in my head that was before 30, you were supposed to be married. That seemed like it was always a golden rule. Like if you weren't married by 30, there was something delaying it because it was a requirement. It's like, why aren't you married, man? Like, what's going on? You can't find someone? Nowadays, it's more like, no, it's not even an issue, if anything. You know, it's become more accepted to enjoy life for yourself and maybe go out searching for a partner. And even when, like you said, the big city versus, you know, small town environments, that's where you see the biggest change. Because I know some of my friends that live in, you know, places like, you know, like Iowa or, you know, like parts of Texas are a little bit maybe not as, you know, like fast moving as maybe Washington, D.C. or New York. They're married and they're on like their second kid. Now, I'm 20. Right. I just turned 29 March, and I couldn't even fathom having a kid. I couldn't honestly right now be like, dude, I have to take care of another human being. That child would die under my watch. I could try my best, and that kid would be screwed. But then you have some people that are like, you know, like they have like 4-year-olds. I'm like, man, so you guys have already been like, you know, taking care of these
kids. Adulting for a while now.
Already been adulting. Yeah. So I guess it's the mindset that, you know, it's more – development is more depends on where you are nowadays.
And I think one thing we're losing is the fact that it's not even about the individual, but you know, who came before them. So for instance, you know, me growing up, it's okay, well, you need to go to school, go to college, and as soon as you get out of college, you need to meet that nice person and settle down and give us some grandkids and get married and get into your career. Whereas now you meet people in their early 20s, because I mean, I work with people of all ages, but it's like, dude, what are you doing? Or why are you worried about that? Why would you even settle down now? You're making money. You can do whatever you want, travel and have a good time. You know, there's a saying that we used to say all the time. It's like, I don't want to be that 60-year-old rolling in a Ferrari. I want to be 30 in a Ferrari and enjoying it. And as soon as I grab a family, grab a couple offspring, you know, goodbye Ferrari potentially. So you might as well enjoy it. And like you were saying earlier, it's just like the social media age. It's like, look at me having a great time. Look at us having a great time. You know, we'd be crazy to just give it all up and settle down.
Yeah, so I guess it kind of has to do with maybe the feeling of regret, you know, like if it's either now or never, you know, that mentality of if I don't do it now, I'm just going to be left behind, and kind of that, what if I had done this and this when I was younger, but now I'm old and wrinkly and stuff like that, and I can't really do anything because...
Hey, I mean, come on, man, I'm not wrinkly. I do have a blown out back from stepping over the child gate, though.
So I'm wondering why. What is the association with the older you get, you can no longer achieve your dreams, even though it's at a later time? So let's say, for example, somehow you were guaranteed to have ultimate success, but you would have it at like 50 years old. What is there anything wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with maybe achieving getting that Ferrari and driving it at 60? Why is it that it has to be done when you're young and it's still not as satisfying versus if you get it later? It's still the same thing, right?
I don't think so. Because I think a big part of what we do as a society, whether it's right or wrong, is, okay, this is what I got. I'm happy I have it. It's one thing that I don't know if I was telling you this, not or John, but imagine having all the money in the world, having the biggest house in the world, living on an island, beautiful beach, and you live by yourself. That would be terrible. So it's all about you want to have people to share things with. You want to have sometimes people to kind of flaunt things with, you know, and it's just something about rolling down the boulevard and whatever, or cruising up to the dock in a 75-foot yacht and still being young enough to climb a mountain. And there's old people who climb mountains too, but I think that the numbers dwindle because you take your average person under 30 and they're probably a lot healthier, a lot faster, you know, have a lot more energy to take over the world than somebody that's 50 and over. I mean, those people are still there, but there's fewer of them. I mean, like the whole world isn't a giant Cialis commercial, right? So you see the Cialis commercials and shit, and you see these guys and they're like super fit and they're really good looking and they're wrenching on their cars and they're all hanging out having beers together. Like, that's not reality.
Yeah.
But you're more likely to find people that are younger doing that and they don't need the Cialis.
could it be a reality? That's the one thing that it's implying, that we could move towards a society where that's – I've seen signs of it, like especially in New York. I'll never forget, I was walking through Manhattan one time, and I remember I was with my girlfriend, and one thing we kept noticing was there were certain areas where, like, I'm always used to seeing, well, past 1 or 2 a.m., right? You're seeing younger people out there, you know, drinking, having a good time. But I started noticing, man, all of these restaurants and bars are filled with people that were older. You know, I don't like to call people old. I just say older. Anything older than me is old, right? So if you're 30, you're older than me. So I still call you older, right?
Yeah.
So, but I thought, and these people were roughly like 56, and they were having a good-ass time.
At 2 in the morning?
It made me so happy. Like, you could see them, like, you know, just hanging out, laughing, joking, all that. Even it was so odd to see an entire dive bar filled with people that are older than me. Like, that's cool as hell. Like, I hope that, you know, like 10, 15 years, I'm that person, right?
And
Go ahead.
Yeah, you touched on something, and you're right. That's one thing I've noticed. I travel around a lot as well, and it's like you see that, and you're like, man, those people, wow, they got it together. Like, they must have their life planned. You know, they're probably all rolling Porsches, and their wives drive the, you know, it's like the Real Housewives type of thing, and, like, they got it, man. They're so cool. I hope I'm as cool as them when I get to be that age. And I think that within the last 10 or 15 years, that's kind of the resurgence. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, when I was, you know, I'm 44. But,
yeah,
you know,
so you're old then.
Yeah, I'm old. I mean, I'm like, I got gray hairs everywhere, fellas. And it's just one of those things where, you know, you really didn't typically see that.
So why is it associated with wealth, though? Like, why is wealth correlated to the amount of fun you can have later on?
Because everything costs money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Money makes the world go around.
Yeah, everything costs money.
And so I guess if you have money when you're younger, you know, I guess, I don't know if the mentality is that spend it now and in the hopes that, you know, live fast, die young. Is that the type of mentality that we're kind of having in society?
No, and what I think it really is I don't think it has anything to do with now versus back in the day. I think it has to do with more access to money and a younger state of mind. And I'm going to directly relate that to sports, right? So you listen to former athletes and even new athletes, they get that first check and they start spending money like crazy because they're young, and that money's just going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming. And I think that's the mentality. It's like, because I've been there, believe it or not, I was young once. And, you know,
it's possible.
It's possible. And, you know, if I wanted to, I'd work. I worked a lot. But it's like, hey, where are we going this weekend? You want to go to Chicago? Yeah, let's go to Chicago. So you take you and four of your friends, you pack up and you go to Chicago. And then you come back and you work and you're driving two cars. You have all this stuff that you just don't want to give up. So I think it's just, you just feel like it's just going to keep happening and keep happening. And then once you get a relationship, then that's two incomes. So now you're making twice as much money, you know, but somewhere along the line, life happens and shit slows down. And I think that's kind of associated with the, you don't want to be 60-year-old in the Ferrari, because chances are once you get 60, if you're a statistic, then you're going to be sitting on that chair with your tie loose and your drink and you're falling asleep. You don't want to hear your wife complaining.
Yeah. So I guess it's just, going back to what you were saying, it depends on, I mean, money makes the world go around. Therefore people kind of want to get things sooner so they can enjoy it for longer, I guess. So if you achieve things, you know, earlier on, you get to enjoy it for a longer period. So when you do get to that time period where, you know, you're not able to, you know, go out there and, you know, have a good time every weekend, you've already had, you know, the majority of your years doing that. So it's not such a big loss, I guess.
Yeah. And I think as superficial as it is, the majority of the people are into it at that time.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. No, I was about to say, what exactly do you mean by that?
So being a car guy, right? Mm-hmm. Me being 44, I go to all these different events and I run, a little car company, I guess, a community. And there's a few of us that are older, but there's a whole lot more younger people. And so if I'm younger, there's a lot more people like me. And so it feels a little cooler than kind of being the old guy. And it's almost like from an adulting standpoint. So the example you gave in New York City, right? So you see all these older people and it's super cool to see them. But, you know, where are the 20, 21 to 26 year olds? Well, they're at the nightclub. And so what happens is you get older, you start moving from the nightclub to the bar, the restaurant bar that's open up late. So you can have some hors d'oeuvres or you can just have conversations. And that my friends as adulting.
So it's like you basically get to a point where you phase out of things. Because going exactly what you're saying, there's also like now I'm at the age now, if I'm a guy at a, if I go to a college party, I'm a dude that's almost 30 at a college party. Yep. Like, what the hell are you doing here? Like, even if you're the coolest guy ever, like, you're 30. Get the hell out of here. You're making people uncomfortable.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So I'm wondering, because in this generation, it almost seems like millennials do thrive on seeing, you know, older people, I guess, retaining more of their youth. You know, so when you see, like, I don't know, older people on TikTok doing, like, you know, these latest dances and they're killing it at it, people are like, hell yeah, that's awesome. Versus, like, yes, if you like, say 20 years ago, if you're on, like, TikTok or whatever the equivalent of, people be like, you know, that dude is smoking some strong shit because he's out there twerking on the internet, and that is unacceptable. So it seems like we're just more lenient nowadays with certain things, and I don't know what it is. So it's almost like the millennials have Peter Pan syndrome. Is that what's going on now, where we want to retain more of our youth in all regards to things, or is that something that is just, you know, just developed as a whole?
Well, that's kind of goes back to like what Jay was saying. Like, do you think that people are phasing, and I think that's the word that we want to use, phasing in and out of adulthood, in the sense that, you know, people want to be adults for a few minutes, and then when stuff doesn't go right, they go back home, live at home, you know, make some money, and then go back into the adult world, kind of like shape-shifting between adult and not adulting.
Because people get pats on the back nowadays for doing adult theme things. That's the thing I've noticed, that that's a new thing where someone does something that they're supposed to be doing at, you know, like 25 years old. Like, yeah, I adulted today, you know, ran errands and bought food for myself. Like, you're supposed to do that.
I didn't starve today. I'm adulting, like shit like that.
Right.
Exactly. That wasn't a term back then. It's just more like, no, you did what you're supposed to be doing at this age because you're supposed to be holding yourself to this standard. Versus now, it's like, yeah, man, I adulted today. And it's literally celebrated. As funny as it sounds, it's like you tend to think that, like, even people, like, getting careers, well, that's another thing that seemed to also be a goal, where having the random, jumping from gig to gig versus the career. The career used to be, career symbolizes stability, symbolizes that, like, you have achievement, right?
Right.
You less money at a career. But it seems to be that, like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, having a career was the goal versus having gigs, because gigs have uncertainty, because once that contract of whatever you're doing runs out, you have to go find something else, and you have to keep doing that consistently. But yeah, it seems like people gravitate towards that now, where it's more about, well, you know, if you can bring a consistent level of income in, doesn't really matter how you bring it in. If you can bring it in, it seems to be celebrated, and it's okay.
Because it gives you, it gives you perceived freedom to do whatever you want.
Mm. Like, if you
tell your parents, it's kind of like stability versus freedom.
Yeah.
So that's a very interesting thing. It seems like, you know, if you tell your parents nowadays you want to be a stand-up comedian, they're more likely to be like, okay, how good are you? And then they'll judge it off of, versus back then, they're like, stand-up comedian, zero chance, zero support, because there's no quote-unquote money in it.
But I guess, yeah, with nowadays comedians kind of pushing the envelope and making money, is it seen that, like, it's, you know, now it is a viable career option versus 20 years ago? Well, I don't know, because the comedians were still making money back then, but I don't know if you have, like, the plethora of comedians that make money now versus back then. You know, you still had, like, the goats, like Martin Lawrence or Eddie, you know, stuff like that. Like, those were the big ones, but were there small time comedians that were making money?
Well, you know, exactly. I think what it is as a society, we've learned to open our eyes, because there's so many more opportunities now within the last 10, 15 years than there's ever been to make money. So you don't have to do the whole traditional, go to college, get a degree. Granted, it helps put you in a better spot to get a career, to kind of flatline the rest of your life. But I think that's why people are more open to doing things that are the non-traditional path. It's all, you know, it's like fight the power, fight the movement, do your own thing. And maybe, again, that's why old people like me are celebrated for, you know, doing 720s on my BMX bike, whereas before it's like, what the hell are you doing, old man? Like, get the hell out of here.
Exactly. That is 100% true. I just saw recently an interview of Tony Hawk, and he was talking about how he's doing crazy stuff. I'm like, yo, that's incredible. I'm like, Well, am I more impressed that he's able to do a 720, which is still ridiculously hard, or the fact that he's like 40 going on 50 doing it? And I just realized that bias. I'm like, no, it's because I still associate the older you get, the less freedom, the less fun you have. You want to have it. I was raised by people in that generation, so it's like it's almost like I'm a halfling where I have half of the millennial DNA in me, where it's like I want to have freedom, and freedom is the ultimate currency for me. But I still have that thing in the back of my head that my parents always thought. It's like, well, you still want something you can fall back on. Versus I have some people I know, but like, you know, like maybe like 5 to 6 years younger than me, they don't even care. Like they're legitimately following their dreams. And I think that's so impressive. And it's sometimes it doesn't even compute for me. I'm like, man, how can you really put all your eggs into one basket? You're trying to work for, you know, like Sony, or you're trying to go become an actor. I'm like, there are people that are doing this. And to them, the model is like, the fact that someone is doing it therefore means I can't. Versus me, I'm kind of like, well, I just started doing all the math. Like, well, what are the odds of me doing this, that, and that? And I started realizing, well, that's the old programming still in me. Yeah. So yeah, seems to be a very stark interest in everything, or a very different. So in your opinion, what do you think is going to be the biggest difference between this aging millennial population versus the previous population? So a 40-year-old millennial versus a 40-year-old 20 years ago, what do you think this population is going to grow into? And how do you think it's going to affect things going forward? So you have a 24-year-old. So how do you think your 24-year-old son, so based on what you've seen of him now and his interests and the way he lives his life, him at 40, what do you think is going to be the biggest difference between you and him?
More automation. You know, everything is automated. We're looking for quick and easy ways to push a button or to pull up on an app in order to have stuff done. Like, I don't know if he's ever going to mow a lawn again, other than fucking up my front and backyard back when I used to take him mow the lawn. You know, he's always looking for ways to get ahead, which is good, but incredibly stubborn. And as more technology comes out, it's just maybe adulting is making sure you have all your apps in a row. You know, it's just like those futuristic movies. You know, what's the Blade Runner, the remake of the Blade Runner. You know, he comes home and he has this robotic thing that's doing all everything for him. And so he can worry about his job or just relaxing, essentially, as opposed to me coming home and assuming I had a normal 9-to-5 and having to take care of shit around the house.
So actually, so that actually kind of brings it full circle to then, like with the whole question, is the new generation redefining what adulting is? Yeah. Because, you know, if you have all this technology that comes out and are doing the quote adulting stuff, like stuff that will iron your clothes or mow the lawn, like you said, you know, adulting is not what it was 20 years ago. You're free to do more of the leisurely stuff, the stuff that you want to do, you know?
Or it'll be like, is it a Wall-E? Is Wall-E the one where all the fat people are floating around in the little saucers because they don't have to do anything?
Tadira is our social, our media person.
I'm not too sure.
Was that Wall-E?
I keep forgetting.
Wall-E was the one that picked up trash, wasn't he?
I mean, Wall-E was a little robot, yeah. I think it might be, where society got to a point where they had everything done to them, so the remaining humans were just kind of like pieces of shit, more or less.
Yeah. I mean...
That.
Yeah, that's it. I just did a quick, you know, image search. There's a bunch of well-fed people doing basically nothing.
Man, so I guess so. Yeah. So I mean, I guess that, like John said, that does bring everything full circle. So I guess to kind of like bring this, you know, to conclusion, the biggest thing we've noticed now, it seems that like this generation is working towards having to do nothing earlier than the previous generation. Where the previous generation is like, you work hard, so in the end, you don't have to do much. But it seems like this generation is like, I'm willing to take any shortcuts to get to working hard, like midway through my life, so you can spend the majority of your life on the easy road.
1,000%. Because when I listen to stories of my parents and grandparents, it's, you know, they were working. They get up early in the morning and knock their chores out and feed the cows and do all this other shit. Then they get ready for school. Then they come home and do all this other stuff. Then they could play for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't.
I sat on the toilet for 10 fucking minutes, dude.
You know, no, boy, not in the 1940s, you wouldn't have been.
You were down in the coal mine getting lung cancer.
That's right. You know, getting black lung. You know, but I've been cooking for myself since I was, I mean, my mother cooked all the time, but, you know, I've been cooking for myself since I was like 13 or 14. You know, my kids can't make shit typically.
Well, they can just press a button and Grubhub shows up, or, you know, or
right.
Yeah.
DoorDash. So that's no, and they don't have to. So I'm wondering what, so I guess our challenges in the future seem to be, can we still retain a level of self-sufficiency while having all these conveniences around us?
Our challenge is avoiding Idiocracy, the 2006 movie.
Pretty much avoiding the entire film.
Yeah. Avoiding the entire film.
I don't think that'll happen. I think it's just
Costco's everywhere.
Yeah. Once we have automation controlling everything or doing everything, the Idiocracy, I think, is just going to skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, so, you know, thank you for joining us for this conversation. It's really, like, really, really insightful. And I think that, you know, you're the perfect candidate when we were talking about this whole adulting thing for, you know, kind of like the, not compare and contrast, but more so just having an insight on the, you know, the differences between, quote, adulting. You name your podcast, because in the beginning I fucked that up. So
that was good though. Good job by you.
You know, name it and then what it's about and all that good stuff.
Sure. Well, everybody, I'm Jay Finning, host of the Hard Parking Podcast. And the podcast, and I understand why you're confused, because I have like a no parking sign, then I have it crossed out.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's like there's parking, but it's hard parking. So what that really means is, if you look up hard parking, it basically means stuck or in a position of not moving or just not going anywhere. And so in a sense that I'm parked, I'm here to stay, I'm not going anywhere. And so what the Hard Parking Podcast is, it's a non-automotive podcast. And what that really means is I tackle car stuff on a lighter level, and I tackle life, travels, deep thoughts, rarely society, on a more global level, so that it basically brings people in. And one of the biggest feedbacks I always get is, I'm not even a car person, but I love your podcast. So like when I listen to your guys' podcast, I'm just going to go ahead and give you some glow here. I love your podcast because you guys talk about shit that I sit there and think about all day.
Mm.
And I can't talk to my wife about it because she thinks I'm warped or weird or something. She just doesn't fucking understand. She doesn't understand about an asteroid coming to destroy the fucking planet that, you know, for some reason, if it's 5 miles wide, which is absolutely nothing compared to the surface base of the planet, but it's going to kill us all. You know, she doesn't care about that shit.
It's a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
See, we ask the questions that people want to know, man. And like I said, you know, thank you for the kind words. We hope that we continue to put out the content that you love to hear about, you know?
Yeah, of course. I'll give you my PayPal when we get off.
Hell yeah. Hey, look,
I for that. It's like, did I not pay you ahead of time to say that? My bad, dude.
You know, so for all those who are listening, if you like that podcast or this podcast, I don't want to say that. Well, you know what? If you like Jay's podcast too, smash that like button, smash our like button, our follow button. Our Instagram is Puzzled Minds Podcast, Twitter is Puzzled Minds Pod, and our email is puzzledmindspodcast@gmail.com, where we do encourage everyone to submit a topic that you want us to hear and shoot us an email. And last but not least, thank you again at the official Block of the Week for the weekly episode cover art. Other than that, everyone stay puzzled.